You're listening to Bible Truth Feed, a podcast by Christadelphianvideo.org for Christadelphians and all those seeking the truth about the Bible message. Join us now as we present our latest episode.
Marriage, what are your thoughts on marriage and relationships in the kingdom, considering God said that's not good for a man to be alone? There's a couple of points to this question. The first is that in a happy marriage, it is common for this question to come up. Because we can't conceive of happiness without each other, then we wonder how the kingdom will be, especially when we're specifically told, "For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven." That's in Mark chapter 12 and verse 25. So we know that there will be no marriage relationship in the kingdom. But what we have to expect, my dear brothers and sisters and young people, is that there'll be something much better. And whilst that might be inconceivable sometimes, nevertheless, that will be the case. But when we go back to Genesis, it is interesting to see how all this came about. In Genesis chapter 2, we're introduced to the first problem facing Adam, and that was the observation that it is not good for a man to be alone. That was the first problem of the human race. However, Adam didn't know what loneliness was. There's no exact opposite word to loneliness in our vocabulary, at least not in one word. However, for our arguments, let's say that companionship is the opposite. Now, Adam hadn't experienced companionship, so he couldn't miss it. God saw the need, and it's interesting that God did not say Adam needs a mate like the other animals so he can procreate. The Lord said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helpmeet for him." He needed a companion. So from which creation, or procreation rather, would be the result. God did not say, keep looking amongst, maybe there's an ape out there that might take a fancy, or some evolving subhuman creature. God took it upon himself to meet the need. And this is kind of important. I'll make the ideal companion. And God made the companion, and that companion, that creature whose first and foremost function is to be a companion, a helpmeet, was a woman to whom Adam was immediately attracted. God did not make another man. He made a woman. Loneliness is not an excuse for two men to cohabit. But a woman and a perfect companion was made. The match was a reciprocal relationship meeting all their needs. So loneliness and the need for companionship and intimacy of that kind of relationship that we put so much store on today will be absolutely nothing compared to the companionship, the love and the fellowship that we will share for eternity. It's really beyond our comprehension, brothers and sisters and young people, to understand or even come to imagine when we are transformed from our earthly state with all its joys and sorrows into the state of immortality and we are made like the angels. But we know that the angels sing for joy over repentant sinners. We know that the angels love to serve the Lord their God in absolute perfection. And so we too will be going to be incomprehensibly happy and perfectly fulfilled in our relationships in the kingdom of God.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you found the episode helpful. Don't forget, most of these episodes are also available as videos on our video channel, cdvideo.org. So head over and take a look. If you have any comments or questions or suggestions, please get in touch or leave us a voice message. We love to hear your feedback. You can email us at bt.com. f@cdvideo.org. If you enjoyed the episode, then please share it with others. Until next time, may God bless you in your studies and your walk towards God's kingdom. Amen. Thank you.